一、听短文，根据短文内容判断下列句子正误，正确的用 A 表示，不正确的用 B。 短文读两遍。
Last Friday, Mary and her classmates visited Green Valley Farm. They took a school bus there in the morning. When they arrived, Mary saw some sheep and cows eating grass in the field. The farm owner showed them how to milk cows. Mary's teacher, Mr. Brown, picked some oranges and strawberries from the garden. All the students helped collect fresh eggs from the chicken house. Before leaving, Mary bought some colorful vegetables from the farm store for her parents. Everyone enjoyed the trip very much. Mary thought it was the best school activity this year. Last Friday, Mary and her classmates visited Green Valley Farm. They took a school bus there in the morning. When they arrived, Mary saw some sheep and cows eating grass in the field. The farm owner showed them how to milk cows. Mary's teacher, Mr. Brown, picked some oranges and strawberries from the garden. All the students helped collect fresh eggs from the chicken house. Before leaving, Mary bought some colorful vegetables from the farm store for her parents. Everyone enjoyed the trip very much. Mary thought it was the best school activity this year.
Ah. 听下面一段短文，在短文后有五个小题，从所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。短文读两遍。
Jack had a busy Saturday. On Saturday morning, he visited the Science Museum. There he saw different kinds of robots.On Saturday afternoon, he went swimming with his cousin Eric. Anna, Jack's sister, was also busy on Saturday. She cleaned her room in the morning. In the afternoon, she played badminton with her friend Alice. They played for half an hour and they had a good time. On Sunday, Jack and Anna went to a farm with their parents. They helped the farmers pick up strawberries and they were really delicious. They also learned each corn comes from hard work.Jack had a busy Saturday. On Saturday morning, he visited the Science Museum. There he saw different kinds of robots. On Saturday afternoon, he went swimming with his cousin Eric. Anna, Jack's sister, was also busy on Saturday. She cleaned her room in the morning. In the afternoon, she played badminton with her friend Alice. They played for half an hour and they had a good time.On Sunday, Jack and Anna went to a farm with their parents. They helped the farmers pick up strawberries and they were really delicious. They also learned each corn comes from hard work.
Three, 听短文，完成下列句子。短文读两遍。
Good evening. Here is tomorrow's weather report for five cities in China. It's sunny in Beijing. But in the afternoon, it will be cloudy and cold. It is good for a walk. Please wear warm clothes when you go out. The weather is fine and sunny in Shanghai. It's nice to have a picnic at this time of the year. Harbin is snowy and windy. It's good for skating.It's sunny and really warm in Chengdu, but there is a strong wind in the afternoon. How's the weather in the south of China?
It's warm and rainy in Hong Kong.
You'd better take your umbrella with you. That's the weather report for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good evening. Here is tomorrow's weather report for five cities in China. It's sunny in Beijing.But in the afternoon, it will be cloudy and cold. It is good for a walk. please wear warm clothes when you go out. The weather is fine and sunny in Shanghai.
It's nice to have a picnic at this time of the year.
Harbin is snowy and windy. It's good for skating. It's sunny and really warm in Chengdu, but there is a strong wind in the afternoon.
How's the weather in the south of China?
It's warm and rainy in Hong Kong.
You'd better take your umbrella with you. That's the weather report for tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Four, 听短文，根据所听内容和思维导图补全短文。短文读两遍。
Hi, my name is Lucy. Last week was English week in our school. All of us were very excited. There were a lot of activities during the week. On Monday, we held a meeting on the introduction of the week. Our English teacher gave us an impressive speech about how to study English well. On Tuesday, there was an English speaking competition. My friend, Jack, took part in it and got second prize. On Wednesday, there was an activity that every student showed great interest in. It was the flea market. We must speak English in it. On Thursday, all of us took part in the competition of making an English poster. I got first prize in my class. On Friday, we held an English party. We danced and sang happily. We all had a wonderful time. We learned a lot from these activities. Hi, my name is Lucy. Last week was English week in our school. All of us were very excited. There were a lot of activities during the week. On Monday, we held a meeting on the introduction of the week. Our English teacher gave us an impressive speech about how to study English well. On Tuesday, there was an English speaking competition. My friend, Jack, took part in it and got second prize. On Wednesday, there was an activity that every student showed great interest in. It was the flea market. We must speak English in it. On Thursday, all of us took part in the competition of making an English poster. I got first prize in my class. On Friday, we held an English party. We danced and sang happily. We all had a wonderful time. We learned a lot from these activities.
五，请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列表格，每个空一词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读有关内容。独白读两遍。
It was a cold day in December. A little boy about 12 years old stood in front of a shoe store. He didn't wear shoes. A woman came and asked him what he was doing. The boy said that he wanted to buy a pair of shoes, but he didn't have enough money. The woman took the boy into the store. She washed the boy's feet and then bought a pair of socks and shoes for him. When the woman turned to leave, the boy suddenly took her by the hand and said thanks to her. It was a cold day in December. A little boy about 12 years old stood in front of a shoe store. He didn't wear shoes. A woman came and asked him what he was doing. The boy said that he wanted to buy a pair of shoes, but he didn't have enough money. The woman took the boy into the store. She washed the boy's feet and then bought a pair of socks and shoes for him. When the woman turned to leave, the boy suddenly took her by the hand and said thanks to her.